Hello and welcome to the Amtrak Guide Podcast. If you love food, music and culture, then you're going to love today's route overview. We're taking a quick trip on the City of New Orleans train, which is the only Amtrak route that travels north and south through the middle of the United States. Major stops include New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, and Chicago, with trains connecting places that were fundamental in the development of jazz, blues, soul and rock and roll music. There is also some seriously good food to eat along the route. U.S. News & World Report ranks New Orleans as the number 2 foodie city in the United States, and Chicago is number 3, the home of amazing steak, deep-dish pizza, and Italian beef sandwiches. And don't miss the barbecue in Memphis, soul food in Jackson, and Creole and Cajun food in Louisiana. In addition to music and food, there are many museums to explore, including the National World War II Museum, Mississippi Museum of Art, Blues Hall of Fame, and the Art Institute of Chicago. Trains also travel through a part of America that played a big role in the civil rights movement. Memphis and Jackson both have civil rights museums as destinations to plan a trip around. Another great, and somewhat unexpected thing about this route is that it can be used to reach Florida. If you live in the Midwest, this route will get you there the fastest via train. You'll have to rent a car in New Orleans, but drive time is only 3 hours to Pensacola from there. It's a great travel hack, especially since Amtrak trains currently do not travel in the Florida Panhandle. Plus, at 20 hours long, the entire trip is shorter than some of Amtrak's other overnight routes, and it's easy to hop on the train in Illinois to escape the winter weather and reach balmy New Orleans in time for dinner. Other travel logistics to know: there are stops at 14 stations, many of which are in small towns in Illinois, western Kentucky, western Tennessee, and Mississippi. If you're starting your trip in Chicago, where there are connections to many other Amtrak routes, you'll depart in the evening. Unless it is the middle of summer when there is more daylight, you won't be able to see a great deal until the train arrives in Memphis, the birthplace of rock and roll. You can walk to hotels and major attractions from the station, including the Mississippi River, National Civil Rights Museum, and the music clubs and bars on Beale Street. After Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi is the next major stop, which is about 4.5 hours away. Besides the many museums, unique attractions include the home of the famous writer Eudora Welty, filming locations from the movie The Help, and a petrified forest. From Jackson to New Orleans, it's another 4.5 hours of travel. Arrival in New Orleans is late afternoon, so you'll have plenty of time to relax and freshen up before going out on the town. In the opposite direction, trains depart New Orleans in the afternoon, arrive in Jackson at dinner time, and stop in Memphis at night. In the morning, you'll be in Illinois with an arrival at Chicago's 1925 Union Station around 9 a.m. Sit on the right side of the train or in the sightseer lounge to view the Chicago skyline. Whether you are traveling northbound or southbound, some of the best scenery is the water views along Lake Pontchartrain. If you can, sit on the left side of southbound trains or the right side of northbound trains. You'll also see the Louisiana Bayou and farms, small towns and wooded areas in Mississippi. We hope you have a great experience if you decide to book a trip on the City of New Orleans train. Stay tuned for the full-length audio tour, which will be added as a podcast episode. You can also visit AmtrakGuide.com to learn more about the stations and landmarks on the route. Until next time, keep on riding trains.